Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. And I know it's late. I'm going to have to pick a new time for my show, I think. I just got involved with a church, which I don't usually do. But they have a lot of my soul group there, and I'm going to try that. So click on follow so you find out when I set up a show. I'm not sure how it's going to go. Probably keeping it on Sunday. I'm not sure yet. So anyway, if you've read the description to my show, I do intuitive readings where I tune into your soul and I help you with your path and like your gifts and what might be in the way and maybe resolving some relationship issues. I don't read other people. I only read the person that's talking to me. So if you want to know what are they thinking, I'm not here to tell you what they're thinking. But yeah, and it's not about predicting the future. It's just helping you create a better future. Because we are in a time of ascension, very rapid ascension, and people are moving to higher heights, and you should be moving into your best life, and so I'll help you get there. And it's one day at a time, so it's kind of like, what can I help you with today? all right, so I'm going, I call out the area code, and you can tell us your name if you want, and where you're a part of the country or the world that you're calling from. Otherwise, I'll just give the area code so that you know that you are on the line. Okay, so I'm going to go to the 205, and I take them in the order they come in. 205 area code. You are on the air. What can we talk about today?
Hi, Marina. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Did you say your name?
I'm sorry, Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. So any messages that source think that is significant for me. So anything.
Yeah, sometimes I like to. I've done already a whole bunch. I'm listening to your voice. I tune into your soul by listening to your voice. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I just wanted to hear you talk. I know I've done a few shows where that's all I do is I give you a message from spirit. It's like people don't ask a question and I just give you a message. One thing I can tell you is you're in the Christ vibration. Does that ring true for you?
Could you repeat that, please?
You are with the Christ vibration, which is people that are bringing the energy of Christ to earth.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's one reason I got involved in his church. It's because there's other people there that they know that this is a really important time and we need to be connecting. So let me hear you just a little bit longer.
Okay.
So you can tell me anything you want to tell me about yourself.
Okay, so I live in Alabama and I'm born and raised here in the South, very family-oriented. Three children, the medical profession. I love taking care of people, nursing them back to health, the people. It's a passion of mine. And I love... I want to say thank God for Jesus. I love him so deeply. But for him, who would I be?
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so I've definitely got a good connection. So I'm going to try to see if you're... you know, you've done really good up until now. I see that Christ is wanting you to lighten your load a little bit. Have you been feeling like you might need to lighten your load a little bit?
I'm trying,
and let a little more come. A little more come back to you.
I'm trying. And, it's just that it's so much help. People are needing so much
help. You know, that's one reason I do this show, because I know everybody needs help, and I feel like by doing the national show, then other people, if they can't get through to talk to me, at least they can hear other people's stuff, and it might help them. Yeah, you're right. A lot of people need help. Good. So that's a perfect thing for you to say. And what I've learned to do is, especially because we're exposed to so much these days, and if I could split into 1,000 different people, I'd be all over the world helping everybody. So, you know, I always, every morning I start out and I say, Christ, please guide me to the people that you want me to help. Because your energy, just like mine, and maybe somebody else who's listening, is we naturally, we're designed that way. The Christ people are designed that way to want to help, to want to be of service, and we know that's why we came. So because we are, that's like our blueprint, that's the way we're put together, that's our MO, we have a really strong tendency, everybody has in this group has a really strong tendency to help too much and to be self-sacrificing. So what I really learned how to do is ask Christ, please put me with who you know, using the wisdom of Christ and that connection, want me to help and guide. And that's really leading me on a different path, because all my life I've always had more of an open door policy and everybody came to me all the time. And I've had to learn how to keep some, you know, and have time for a lot of time for myself too. And it's like I've learned, it's really hard for me to do. It's been really hard. I'm in my 60s. I have 3 children, 8 grandchildren, and then, of course, everybody comes to me with everything. So, yeah, that's, you know, I'm just saying I'm working on it too, and that's what I've done, and it's helped. It's actually helped sort out some of the people that were kind of tugging on me or hanging on me by asking Jesus to handle it for me. It made some people just kind of drop off of my radar. And then it led me to this church. And then these people here need what I have to say, but it's so uplifting. It's like it gets returned to me. It's instead of somebody just taking. So I don't know if any of that helps you. You get, like the way it feels when you're giving, if you feel an increase of energy or a drain of energy, like where, you know, everything's just taking from you. That's what I'm saying.
Lately here, I have been feeling very drained. Exhausted is more like it.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Exactly. That's what I was feeling when I was saying that. Go ahead.
Yes, the last place I work, and again, it's medical, so I'm dealing with now. Well, I started out with life, new life, so I work labor and delivery, and so now I am, you know, more elderly, and the last place I worked, it was exhausting because it was not enough. It was shorthanded, and then the people were not being cared for properly. So I would go in, and I mean, for those almost 12 hours, I would literally work because I could not see anyone. I couldn't bear to see them in certain conditions. So I had to have a talk with God about it. To the point where I had to change up where I was working to go somewhere else because it was so exhausting that I would get off work and literally couldn't make it to my car. I was like, God, I can't, you know. So, and that's how I've been feeling lately with everyone that's been coming to me. They have so much. I'm just extending myself so much to the point of sacrificing myself to regain, to recover.
Yeah, I got to the point like that too where it would take me, when I would get exhausted, it would take me at least 2 days recovery. I'm like, I can't live like this. So
yes.
I just kept asking Christ to guide me, and I know that a lot of what I felt compelled to do was just programming in me, just habits. And it just took some time to change the habits. So I asked Christ, and then with me, money doesn't come. I don't have a regular job. Money doesn't come, or seemingly doesn't come, if I'm not working or something, right? My work I do saps me too. And I learned that if there was nothing happening, so don't worry about the money, just that means it's time to rest. I really learned how to rest. First time in my life, I know how hard it is, but I did it with Christ's guidance. So that's, you know, I could literally like hear Christ guiding me. You know how it is. You can feel that, and it's saying no or yes or, you know, time to stop or, yeah, and I'll guide you to where you can be properly, where your energy will be properly respected, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so just ask Christ to lead you. Remember that he would always, always, always want you to be taken care of. And never, Christ would never want that. That's just part of our programming. We're programmed that way, but we take it a little too far. So I hope that helps, that you know that that's
it
the
did.
Message. And you didn't even say anything, and that's the message that Christ had for you. So remember,
thank
he wants that for
so
you, and he'll
much.
Guide you to that. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I love you, Elena. I'll look forward
okay,
to
thank you. I love you, too.
Blessing.
Okay, wonderful.
Blessing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha. Uh-huh. I say aloha because I'm so used to that. I've been in Hawaii 26 years, and aloha is like shalom. It means hello, goodbye, and I love you, and it's even a lifestyle. It's everything here. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the, I have to put my glasses on. This is the 917 area code. Hi. What can we tackle for you tonight?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My name is Ashiel, and I'm just trying to see if I can get some guidance regarding my career.
With your career.
Do you need
if you could just talk a little bit more so I can tune into your soul. Yeah, if you can talk
okay.
a little bit more, I'll tune into your soul. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I started an online business in January, and it's been going pretty good so far, but the last month or so, it's been very slow. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know what's coming up, where everything's going to pick up. Maybe I'm going to expand. You know, my mind is just trying to go to a creative mode right now. So.
Okay, I kind of heard what you said, and I was starting to get some information. I'm getting that the online business isn't like your ultimate goal, and that that's just supposed to kind of hold you up for a while you get into creative endeavors. So have you ever tapped into your creativity? Like your gifts from God?
I'm trying to figure out, and I'm also aware that this online thing just came to so I can get money to pay my bills and put a little money aside. Yes, I totally agree with that. I know I have a bigger purpose, but it's not clear to me yet. So I'm just taking.
And that's why I feel like it's kind of hard to hold this up because it's kind of happening in a different realm than where you really need to be. So let me see if I can guide you on that, what your special gifts are. I'm having a little trouble getting to it, but it's the first thing I got was that there's something you need to learn about, like study that has something to do with your gift. For instance, I do a lot of computer artwork. I had to learn how to do that, and I also wanted to do screenwriting. I had to learn how to do that in order to express myself creatively through it. Or sometimes maybe somebody's going to do artwork, and they first need to figure out how all the supplies work. I'm just getting that you need to learn something. Is there anything you feel like you've been compelled to learn about? And I'll see if I can confirm for you.
No, yes. you know, I'm just going with my intuition. You know, I feel like it's going to get a time where it's going to become clear to me, but it hasn't been clear to me yet. And
it's
also,
not been coming clear. Yeah.
Yeah, not yet. And I agree about, I feel like I might have need some kind of training, but I don't know exactly what direction it, you know what I mean?
Let me see if I'm crazy. Can you help me understand which direction? Are you in the United States? It seems to me you are.
I'm in New York City.
Okay, you're in New York City. Okay, now it just kind of opened up to me. Are you young?
Getting old. Not young anymore. No young anymore. Nah. But I'm young in spirit, I guess.
What? Because what I'm just starting to get, what finally just popped, it was really hard to get to. It's not always that hard. It is what I'm seeing is like, and it has to do with, this is what I'm seeing, okay? And I got to trust myself because I've been doing this for a long time, and I feel like I've always been right. So there's going to at least be something right about it. I don't know. What I'm seeing is you like a designer, architect kind of thing. That's why I said, are you young? I'm like seeing, that you have like this vision in you to see building design. Do you ever look at, or do you look at the buildings and look at like, how did they do that? Or you think this one looks better, is designed better than that one? Or do you ever have opinions about any of that?
Not yet. But I have a, you know, I have a good eye for things, you know, visually, you know, for visuals. So it kind of, you know, like, it kind of makes sense some ways. Because the thing is, if you had told me years ago that I was going to have an online business selling skincare, I would say it was nonsense. But, you know, here I am. You know what I mean? So,
until you start to open up. I've stumbled across some of the stuff that I've done by being pushed into it, and I didn't even know. I used to paint houses with my husband in my 20s, and I love painting houses. We did these really cool houses and stuff, and I always had people asking me to do full finishes I don't do that. No, I don't do that. For 4 years, people asked me, and I finally said, this one designer said to somebody, "Oh, she's an artist. She can paint that bench for you. She'll do this. And I'm like, "No, I don't. I don't do that." And anyway, I just felt pressured. I was young. I felt pressured, and I did it. And I'm like, holy cow. And it really took me in a whole different direction. So I know that a lot of times, and this is good for people who are listening too, is sometimes you don't realize that your soul's been kind of like trying to show you something or lead you in a certain direction, but you're not aware of that. But so that's what I saw. Let me see if I can grab onto one more thing for you before I cut you loose. You have this eye for design. That's what I'm getting, like, repeatedly. Eye for design. And I saw it with regard to building. So it has to do with spatial. It has to do with, I wonder if this is what I'm getting behind all of that. Now, see, we're moving into this whole new paradigm of heaven on earth where people are going to be using their creativity to live life. It's not going to be all of this mechanical stuff, and a lot of the old systems are falling apart. So maybe this will fit in somewhere. But I'm seeing you kind of like with feng shui. You know what feng shui is?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Like how stuff is laid out, but I don't know why I'm seeing buildings. So see if that makes any sense to you as you move along. Just kind of open up your heart and your mind and ask your soul to show you. So keep those things in mind that maybe it's because this is partly a lesson for you, or I don't know if it's just that challenging. But, yeah, it's like something to do with spatial stuff and design, and that you just have an instinct to know how things should be laid out or where things should be. That's all I can say. And then keep going with that. And it'll lead you to, and you might even get a job, you know, a J-O-B. I don't like the word job, but you might even get like where you're going to be working places. A lot of times our job, we may not like that, but we're being exposed to people and things that are going to lead us to our destiny. So,
yeah
that's what I got
say,
for you.
In the past, I've worked in a fashion business, and I was able to, like, fix the showroom changes, put colors in my own.
Oh.
Life, coming back from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that, and I
so
did an excellent job.
Yeah, that's your talent. That's
like
your special
that.
Talent. And so you see that, and a lot of times what we see through our eyes, we think everybody sees things that way, but that's not true. So the thing about an intuitive that, like me, I can tell you, no, that's like your special thing. So go with that and see where it leads you.
Hey, oh, actually, that's true. Yeah, and another thing, too, also I have an apartment in New York City, the way I set it up.
Mm-hmm.
The building managers always tell me that's amazing. So anytime they want to take pictures, I come to my apartment. And I didn't spend that much money on it. Now it's coming to me. I mean, it's becoming slowly, it's coming to me. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, good. So I'm confirming that for you.
Yeah.
Now
I'm
that's
glad
what I like.
Talk to me
confirming.
It's coming back to me. It's coming slowly. It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Now, after you mentioned that, I was thinking
about
it. Yeah.
Perfect. So just see where it leads you. Don't let your mental ideas of how it should roll out or what it should be, just let it start coming to you. Let it grow, you know.
Okay.
Okay, let us know what happens. All right.
I will. Thank
Thanks
you so much.
Calling.
I appreciate it.
You're
sure,
welcome.
You.
Okay, aloha. Uh-huh. Well, how fun is this? Okay. I love it when people are getting on with their life. 952 area code, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Samora.
Hi.
I guess I'm just, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. I've had a great day. Thank you.
Me too.
How are you doing?
I had a great day too.
Yeah.
I woke up early.
Is it late where you are?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice to wake up early and go for a walk before it got
I like that. Early bird gets the worm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody should do that.
I enjoy it. I guess I'm just wondering about my spirit team, my spirit guides. I don't know where will they come in through. I know.
You know,
I'm
this is interesting.
Meditate.
Mhm. So,
and
what you do?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Here's the thing. This has come up a lot lately for people. Where your spirit guides are is in your feeling center. They're not on the outside. You know that?
Okay.
So like you
and
close
yeah,
your eyes and
every...
you look inside and picture yourself and then see who's standing next to you. Do you think? Well, I'm looking in my inside, so, okay, stop doing that. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yours, like I'm trying to think what, do you feel like you found any of your soul group? Do you have friends or anybody that you really resonate with?
I lost, like, all of my friends, like, a couple years back, but... The people that I
a
resonate
lot of people uh-huh.
is Wendy. She is just this person who can say all my feelings like out to me, like that I feel that I can't articulate myself, and she understands where I'm coming from. And her, like if I could have 10 of her, I think it would be just in heaven.
Well, I think that's the reason that you're wanting, that was what I was picking up, is that's the reason you're wanting your guides, because you're really feeling the need for kindred spirits. So I would say that your feeling that you want to have kindred spirits and support is definitely what you should be seeking. But, and I also got that if you talk to your heart and talk to your guides, and if you really believe that that's what you should have, that you're going to be led to that. You're going to be led to support people. Because I feel like there's more support people for you because you're a very tender soul. You're a very gentle soul is what I am feeling. And you need to be around other gentle people. You should not be around harsh people at all.
Yeah. I agree. Well, I've grown up with harsh people, so, and now
yeah.
I feel like
mm-hmm.
I'm gentler because of that, but I'm working through that as well.
Thanks for mentioning that, because that's a reason why a lot of times why we grow up, why we are immersed in certain situations, it's to polish up something inside of ourselves, and a lot of times it'll be the opposite, so that it pushes us to the opposite pole. You're right.
Right.
It probably really made you value gentleness. Right. Yeah.
It does, especially that I have a son now, and I take more time in to respond like how I would want to be responded to at that age.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
just,
sounds good.
I'm looking forward to, well, I live in Minnesota right now, and I'm looking forward to moving out west. And I just feel like I've just been stuck. But I'm
Where are you now? What area are you in?
I'm in the Midwest, Minnesota, but I want to move to Washington State.
No, I want to move to, yeah. I felt a rise in your energy when I felt that. Like, you mean like where you're going to be in closer to nature?
Yeah, closer to nature. And when I visited, it felt just like a voice in my head said, I'm home.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know what, though? Ask your guides, your angels. I've done this two times when I moved to Maui. And then when I went to visit and I kind of got stuck and I gave it to my angels. I said, I know I'm supposed to be there. I started to doubt it for a while. I left all my stuff in my car and everything here. I went there to help family. And then I got kind of stuck because I ran out of money. And I just said, well, I know I'm supposed to be there. So angels, please help me. I would say that you asked the right question. And I would say that, yes, if you feel like that's supposed to be your home and you should be, in a non-harsh, not only get away from harsh people, but harsh environments, be in a more gentle environment.
Right.
If that felt like home, and I felt that when you said it, I would just trust spirit to do it for you and make it happen. You know, we feel stuck, and that's when we want to engage spirit, engage our guides, our angels, and our higher self. You know, our lower self might not have the ability. Lower self is the one that's attached to the physical world with a job and money and da-da-da-da. And higher self, spirit guides. So let's get back real quick. Let me wrap that up for you. Your guides, if I can tune into your specific kind of soul family. No, I'm not getting anything on that, but look within and see if you can see your guides, if they are golden angels, if it's ascended masters. I'm getting there might be two ascended masters with you, one on each side. See what you come up with. Go within and try to picture your soul inside your heart, and then who's standing next to you.
Okay.
Try that out and see what you can see in your mind's eye. You know, close your eyes, go within. Yeah. So I hope you feel better about some things, and I was able to confirm some things for you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Happy gentle days ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. Yeah, I guess I would say I was told by spirit many years ago that I should expect people to treat me the way I treat people. I put up with way too much stuff all my life, and I was raised that way too, and I believe a lot of people, especially the spiritual seekers right now, a lot of them were raised in pretty rough environments, and that had a purpose. but it's time to put it behind us now and understand that we deserve a much better life and better people. So you have a wonderful week. I'll see everybody again next Sunday. Click on follow so that you see that you'll be notified when I set up a show. You never know what I might do. I have people that want to be guests, and it's kind of hard to get it to happen, but it'll happen. And please check out my books and my website. My website, alanak.com, leads you to christianmysticism.info, so you can put either one of those in a search. But alanak.com has a lot of fun stuff on it. It has some free downloads. Has my book descriptions, and you can pick a card now. I want to do more of that, but I put some there. It's kind of fun. So, all righty then. You have a wonderful week. I'll see you later. Aloha.